This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk about the troops getting prepped. Women are striking. Corporate America trying to hide who and what they are. All that and so much more is coming up this hour. Plus the Sheila Jackson Lee rant on her staffers. All that is coming this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know why?
You know, freedom is not free.
That's why. What, Chris? Now, U.S. advises Israel to delay Gaza invasion. Now, what's going on from everyone's angle? Let's go through all the angles here. Remember, we don't do the emotions here. We're looking at this as coldly as possible. That's what we try to do on the show. Why is the U.S. trying to get Israel to delay the Gaza invasion? Because, well, the Biden administration loves Iran. They love them. They're trying to put together an Iran deal. Iran has already made it well known, if Israel goes in, they're going to get involved. If they get involved, we're going to get involved. Look, it's just the way we do things around here. And then any Iran deal is off the table. It's all blown up. So this is purely a selfish act from the Biden administration. Now let's look at it from the Israel angle. Because they've screwed up on this thing too. They have. Israel waited too long. They waited too long. I know everyone was telling, and this is what happens when you're a country and you accept aid of any kind from other nations like ours. Aid always comes with strings. You want those new Iron Dome missiles? You want this for this? You want this and that? Well, guess what? Then you have to do a lot of what we tell you to do. If you're Israel and your plan is to actually do a ground invasion of Gaza, that should have come within 24 hours of the initial bombardment. You bombard it and then you go in. They used to do this thing in World War I all the time, and this is still something that's done in different ways, but it's called a creeping barrage. And here's essentially what it is. They would take their artillery, and they would start dropping all this artillery in a line, and they would start walking it towards the enemy troop emplacements. And they would have their troops walking right behind it. Now, not exactly right behind it, but their troops are as close as they can get to that artillery barrage as humanly possible. Why are the troops so close to the artillery barrage? Because you really need your ground troops to be there, boom, the second the artillery barrage is done. If the troops are not there the second the artillery barrage is done, what it does is it gives the enemy time to crawl back out of their holes, back out of their bunkers, and prep for you to get there. You need them shaken, rattled, hiding, digging in the ditches. You have to get there as soon as it's done. You don't do a creeping artillery barrage and then attack 3 days later. You can't, that doesn't work that way. Well, now, think about how long Israel's been shooting JDAMs and other kinds of munitions into Gaza. And what do you think Hamas has been doing the whole time? Preparing. They're preparing. Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. They're dying, too, in these targeted strikes. But they're making preparations. They've now had, 2 weeks to turn every single rock into a booby trap of some kind? Every second you delay an invasion, you get your own troops killed. And this is the danger in foreign policy that relies on others. In my opinion, Israel made a tremendous mistake. And I understand, I do understand why they did it. They need to be in our good graces. They do. They need those missiles to keep coming. They need the aid to keep coming. You can't afford to make America that mad if you're Israel. But this has gone on way too long. You know, I was initially concerned about a ground invasion anyway, because you bomb out a bunch of buildings and then try to invade the place. That's just a recipe for disaster. Now you bombed out a bunch of buildings and waited 2 weeks? That is going to be a bloody bit of business. I promise you that much. That's going to be an ugly affair. So, oh, what a shock. We screwed everything all up again. Oh, did you see this? The White House gave the National Medal of Science to Sheldon Weinbaum. And man, look what it takes. You want to talk about a system membership card?
The National Medal of Science has been awarded to Sheldon Weinbaum of the City College of New York for pathbreaking research in biomechanics. His models have driven innovation in physiology, bone biology, and blood flow, increasing our understanding of cardiovascular disease and leading to life-saving treatments. His exceptional teaching and mentorship underscore his lifelong advocacy for diversity and inclusion, tapping into the full talents of our nation.
That's, look, hey, you want to talk about it? Hey, you want that medal. Who doesn't want the medal? If you're some scientist, dude, you want the Medal of Science. Well, Sheldon, I'm sorry, buddy. You don't get medals of science by doing scientific things anymore. Oh my gosh, what? What kind of country did you think we have? Did you think we were a country of accomplishment now? No. How much do you hate white people, Sheldon? How much do you hate men? Aren't men the worst? Sheldon, I want your scientific opinion. Men are the worst, right? Hey, Sheldon, scientifically, can a man become a woman? Can a woman become a man? Sheldon, your medal's at stake. You want that system membership card? It's a shiny medal. You get to hang it on the mantle. Sheldon! And of course, he did what he was told. It's good to have that system membership card, isn't it? Let's get to some emails. Jesse, I have good news. I've started to wake up my normie norm parents. I've been begging them to stop making big deal or stop drinking Starbucks. This weekend, my mom said she was going to get coffee. I said, okay, just please don't get Starbucks because they support the murder of unborn babies and LGBTQ Air Force indoctrination. She told me she was going to a local coffee place instead, and I was so happy. I'm waking up one normie norm in Norma at the time. Says don't say his name, and I will not. Remember, we all have to be activists. You do, I do. And look, this is something that I try to do more and more in my personal life too. I don't do that cop-out thing where I just tell you to go be an activist. And then I do my radio show and I say, well, that's good enough. I don't need to do anything else. No, I'm trying to do this more and more myself. We can be activists in small ways too. Those are really important things too. You don't have to, look, you don't have to go out and run for city council. I want you to. I want you to run for school board. I want you to run for state house and state senate and do all these things. But you don't have to do that to be involved. Having these conversations, basic conversations with your parents, with your brother, with your husband, with your wife, with your sons, but that's activism too. We have these conversations because the communist is having these conversations. If we choose to sit that out, if we choose to be above all that, well, then we're toast. Now, I forgot to play this little tidbit. Joe Biden, this guy. I got to be honest. I'm going to miss this stuff when he's gone.
I've long said America can be defined by a single word. I was in the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I spent a great deal of time with him one-on-one.
He was in the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. You were, huh, Joe? Huh. Yeah, none of that happened at all. He just totally makes it. He makes up everything in his life. It kills me. Dear Oracle, now that it's official, RFK gives me Ross Perot vibes, all but assuring a Biden, well, a Democrat win. To get that win, what are the chances it's an agreement between RFK and the DNC in exchange for a cushy appointment for RFK? Look, his name is Eric. He said I could say his name. I have not trusted this RFK thing for the longest time. You know that. And I've been the one who's been very honest with you. I get the appeal. I do. I very much get the appeal, especially because he's the only major candidate speaking out against that evil vaccine and everything else. I get the appeal. But he is a Kennedy. And they are, I mean, is there a more Democrat family than the Kennedys? Is there one? It's not like it was just JFK. The whole daggone family's been elected to office. They are the ultimate Democrats. And you're telling me one of the Kennedys is going to come out of nowhere and run as an independent? I'm not saying he's dirty. I'm really not. I'm saying I'm suspicious. I'm naturally a suspicious, cynical person anyway, but I definitely am right now. All right. Now, before we get to women striking and some maybe eye-opening deployment orders for the troops, let's talk about how we shoot, how you shoot, how I shoot. We all love to buy guns, right? Buy guns and, hey, look at all my guns. But are we practicing with them? Because if you're not practicing with your weapon, then you might as well leave the thing on the shelf. We have a responsibility to become proficient with our firearms. And forget about the responsibility part. That's the kind of thing that saves your life. Are you faster and deadlier than the other guy? Well, how do you do that? How about professional training inside of your home? That's what Mantis X is. You attach it to your weapon, you dry fire practice in your home, and they're training you. You're getting feedback. Your shooting is getting better. They're putting you through drills. You will have fun competing with friends and family members, and you're going to get so good with your weapon, whether you're super experienced or brand new. The Green Berets use it. Do you think it's good enough for you? MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I don't think we have to bust out the Jimi Hendrix just because we're about to talk about troops and stuff like that. Chris, I feel like you have a Vietnam War thing. Do you find the Vietnam War to be uniquely satisfying? Because every time we're talking about troops or something like that, you're playing Fortunate Son or Jimi Hendrix. What is it? Explain yourself. You know what? That's actually a really good point. Jewish producer Chris said, it's not my fault the war had a great soundtrack. It really did have a great soundtrack. Even the flowery, useless hippie music was decent back then. Yeah, it did. Dang it. That's so true. I didn't want you to bring up a good point, but you really, really, really did. All right, speaking of which, Defense Secretary issues prepare to deploy orders for U.S. troops. We now have two carrier groups over there, and troops are being told to prepare to deploy. Now, calm down for a moment. This does not mean World War III is imminent. It doesn't mean they will deploy. But if they were going to deploy, if World War III was imminent, this is the step you would take. That I'm trying not to freak you out while at the same time giving you a heads up. No, Chris, I didn't mention the surf and turf. People are pointing out that some of these deployed troops were just served steak and lobster. You don't get steak and lobster when you're deployed. Why would they be doing that? Well, probably the best meal I ever had in my lifetime was the meal they served us in Kuwait right before George Bush declared war. Oh, Chris, it was probably horrible, but Chris asked what it was. It was steaks. We got steaks. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think that, look, it's not Outback. I don't know what it was. What's wrong with Outback? What did you? Nothing but gristle. You just haven't got the choice cuts there at Outback, plus the Bloomin' Onion. Anyway, for us, it was, look, when you go from canned eggs to steaks, oh, we knew what the deal was. We're like, oh, well, I guess tonight's the night. So there's that. And, well, let's get to this question. Greetings, Jesse. Thank you for your service. I'm a Navy veteran who served under Clinton and Bush when you were serving. If your boys were of legal age to join the military right now and expressed interest, would you advise them against that under this current administration? My boys will never serve under this administration. Ever. Ever. Not in a million years. Look, military service in general is so good for so many things, acquiring skills, getting out of the home. Look, money for college. It really is wonderful. Plus, service to your country, brotherhood, finding out what you're made of. So I'm not dogging on it, and I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did it. Made me a better man than I was when I went in. I'm glad I did it. And I respect those who are still doing it. But you always understand on some level that you are expendable. And I don't mean that in, honestly, a negative way. I really don't. They have to treat you that way. They don't, it's not the Cub Scouts. They don't have time to care about you. They can't possibly care about you. And that's in good times. That's in times when you have leadership, not only political leadership, but military leadership that is good and patriotic and loves you. You still have to be expendable. You read these stories about Peleliu. Peleliu's one of the real horrible battles in the Pacific War. Just some godforsaken rock. The island's just a big rock. Not even really vegetation on it. It's essentially a big piece of cement, and the Japanese were all dug in on this ridge line called Bloody Nose Ridge, and the Marines just kept dying, and the commanders had to keep sending them up. You have to go clear out the caves. I'm sorry. And they knew they were going to die, and the numbers of the combat troops are staggering. They're just whole units would just die. They would just send a whole unit in, and as soon as that unit dies, you got to turn to the next one and say, go on. And they know they're going to die. They know they're going to die. So that's in good times when you have patriotic leadership that cares about the country and really does care about you. These people? I'm going to send my sons to die for these people?
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence.
Not my kids. No, sir. Not my kids. I don't serve. The Kellys do not serve under a regime that considers them to be Nazi, white supremacist, domestic terrorists. Because in good times, I was expendable. With good leadership, I was expendable. These guys, these people, they prefer if my sons go die. And you know that's true. I saw a little thing. I want to give him credit. Gutfeld, someone texted me a little clip of Gutfeld. And I don't know what show he was doing this on. I don't watch Fox or any of that stuff. But he was going over, it was his discovery, not mine, so I want to make sure I give him credit, that they were talking about selective service. Guess who's exempted? Oh, not men, not women, trannies. If you've made the transition, you're exempted. You see, these people are going to view war as a lot of things. More money for themselves, more power for themselves. They're also going to view war as the opportunity to rid themselves of some of the problems they have domestically. Think about that. Anyway. This is a good opportunity actually to bring up again. If you missed the first hour, if you missed us talking to Clint, a Medal of Honor recipient, it's worth your time. And I want to thank Pure Talk again for what they're doing. You heard from Clint what they're doing for veterans, what they're doing for veteran suicide, veteran debt. And keep in mind, what you have to do to support Pure Talk in this is switch your cell phone service. That's it. That's it. And you get the same great 5G network. You save a fortune. Our family of four, our bill got cut in half. You can keep your phone, keep your number. And by switching to Pure Talk, you're switching your support from Black Lives Matter to veterans. Does that sound like a good idea to you? Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? #250, say Jesse Kelly. It's nice to have options in the mobile service world. All right, we'll be back. Women are on strike. Next. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. What a great song. That might be the Rolling Stones' greatest songs. The song was Honky Tonk Women for, or Woman? Women? Women? Is it women or There's only one woman, Chris? Okay, well, there you go. A Honky Tonk Woman by the Rolling Stones. Sorry you don't have the music anymore, podcast listeners. That's not my call. It friggin' sucks. All right, before I get to Women on Strike, I love this so much. Sheila Jackson Lee is probably not somebody you know unless you're listening to the sound of my voice in Texas. Here's what you need to understand about Sheila Jackson Lee. I don't know if she's the dumbest member of Congress, but she's easily in the top five. Everyone points out Hank Johnson. Remember that moron who said Guam's going to tip over? Let me just tell you, her and Hank could have quite a conversation. Quite a conversation. Oh, you have it? Oh, play it, Chris.
I've held an AR-15 in my hand. I wish I had it. It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving. And the bullet that is utilized, a 50 caliber, these kinds of bullets, need to be licensed and do not need to be on the streets.
Yes, yes. 10 boxes, as if that's a unit of measurement, and then a 50 caliber. Hey, by the way, She-Jack, if you or your people are listening, do you know where I can get an AR-15 that shoots a 50 caliber? If you do, someone call me. I will pay for that. Anyway, so she's a moron. But there's something I really enjoy about it, because she's an idiot and a moron and mean. She's very, very mean. And because she is who she is, this actually is a well-known problem with Democrats on the Hill. Democrats on the Hill hire who? Democrats. So if you want an intern, you want someone to work for you, you go to these college campuses and you hire college Democrats. Well, college Democrats now are the laziest, nastiest, most useless human beings on the face of the planet. So if you're someone like Sheila Jackson Lee, think about the pickle that puts you in. You want to only hire Democrats, but they're completely worthless. So you're hiring only idiots at all times. And somebody, one of these vicious little, again, they're vicious, they chose to record her on one of her various rants of her chewing out her staffers. There are a lot of beeps in here. Sorry, we had to try to make this family friendly, and we did. We made it family friendly, but I thought this was hilarious.
Where is it? What date was it?
Jerome took it upstairs. I have to call him. Took it up when I switched out the picture. I'll call him.
I don't want you to do a bad thing. I want you to have a brain. I want you to have read it. I want you to say Congresswoman was such and such state. That's what I want. That's the kind of.
You can't hear it that well, so I'm going to cut her off. What she essentially said to her staffer is, I want you to have a beep, beep brain. And she goes on to call him a fat butt, only she didn't use the word butt, calls him stupid, and essentially just belittles him and dresses him down. And man, this commie on commie violence is stuff I can listen to all day long. What? How magnificent is that? Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, Chris, for a solid minute, it goes on and on. If the quality was better, I thought the quality was a little better. It's kind of came across like that on the radio. It's hysterical to listen to. I love it. You know what else I love? In Iceland, women are going on strike. For gender pay equality, they're going on strike. Now, obviously, this gender pay equality stuff is ridiculous. Women don't do the same jobs men do, so there's not going to be any equal pay. They don't work in the same jobs. But can you even imagine? Just stop for a moment and imagine how peaceful it's going to be at work in Iceland for a couple weeks. What, Chris? Think about it. It's going to be magnificent. Jesse, I listen to your show with my two daughters, aged 13 and 11, all the time. They keep insisting that the journalist Jesse clip is just you doing different voices, but I swear it's just a few of your many adoring fans. Could you please settle this debate before it rips my family apart? What do you mean? You think this is me?
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Absolutely, it was fans. Absolutely. You can tell your daughters they are dead wrong. That was the legions of fans who sent in audio for us. I still can't believe I'm going to play this again. I'm going to let it play in its entirety. because I want you to marinate on where we are. Let me ask you something before I play it. When is the last time, or I should ask, when is the first time you saw a convicted murderer plead guilty? That happens all the time. And then give a televised confession and apology. Have you ever seen it one time in your life? Oh, they may have apologized, but a forced apology confession aired on CNN. Have you ever once seen that? A murderer, a rapist, a robber. You've never once seen it in the United States of America. But you see, we live in different times now. And so when you're Jenna Ellis and you get brought up on a bunch of bogus crap charges in Georgia and you hit up a plea deal, the boogie out of the whole thing, and you know, who can blame her for that? Who wants to go to prison for 5 years? I don't think I'd like to go to prison in Georgia at any or any other state for that matter. You see, in this era, when public enemy number one is you, they make you stand up and give a struggle session on CNN. I don't care if you know this person, love this person, hate this person. If the government forcing this out of Americans doesn't creep you out and freak you out about where we are, you need to check your pulse.
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court. As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information, especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the fact...
Just as she's speaking here, I want you to picture the United States government behind her with a gun to her head, because that's essentially what happened here in the land of the free.
The other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true. In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court and apologize.
Scary place. We are in a frightening place in this country. And as I have warned several times, not trying to scare you, trying to make sure we're all mentally prepared for what's coming. The January 6 prisoners, the Jenna Ellis, these people are the appetizer for the communists. The main course comes next year. And believe me when I tell you they're going to eat. All right? Just get yourself mentally ready for that. Well, speaking of getting mentally ready, things are going great in Oregon.
For the next 5 years, high school students in Oregon will not need to perform proficiency tests, show a mastery of reading, writing, or math in order to graduate. And this comes as the Oregon Board of Education unanimously voted to extend a pause on the graduation requirement yesterday until 2028. They're citing inefficiency and inequity.
Now you know why I call communism the death of everything, because that's what happens. Everything dies. All right. Corporation is going to try to rewrite history. Many of them are going to try to rewrite history. We're not going to let them. Before we get to that, let's get to something wonderful. Let's get to Tunnel to Towers. Have you ever heard of the Do-Good Village? Let me explain. Tunnel to Towers built an entire, well, they're still building, an entire community in Lando Lakes, Florida. What's it for? It's for widows, for Gold Star widows, first responder widows and widowers to move in, heal together. They're giving these people homes. Oh, it's also for catastrophically injured veterans. You want to talk about doing good. You want to talk about being the hands and feet out there. They don't just, oh, we support our troops. They're out there actually making it happen. I am so proud of this organization. I'm proud to be associated with them. They ask you and me for $11 a month. T2T.org. Go give now.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email us, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Did you hear the UN General Secretary, Antonio Guterres? What, Chris? He's so jealous you don't habla. You know what I say to that, Chris?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you. Now, did you hear what he had to say? Man, I just don't know that the West has what it takes to save the West.
The protection of civilians is paramount in any armed conflict. Thankfully, some humanitarian relief is finally getting into Gaza. But
Chris, I'll translate all this for you after. If you can't understand, don't worry about it.
It is a drop of aid in an ocean of need. In addition, our UN fuel supplies in Gaza will run out in a matter of days. The people of Gaza need continuous aid delivery at a level that corresponds to the enormous needs. And that aid must be delivered without restrictions. To ease epic suffering, make the delivery of aid easier, safer, and facilitate the release of hostages, I reiterate my appeal for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire.
Humanitarian ceasefire because the people need aid. Okay? They've been shipping in aid and it hasn't been inspected, that they all admit now. So you understand that it's not just beans and blankets coming. They're shipping weapons in to Gaza as we speak. Now, I don't really care people's opinion on this because it's just a fact. Civilians should be avoided at all times in a war. Well, obviously, I don't want any civilians to die anywhere. Not in Palestine, not in America, not in Israel. I don't want any civilians to die. That's a freaking horrible thing, isn't it? But since when is that the standard for war? No civilian casualties are acceptable? Did anybody see how we won World War II? Anyone? Carpet bombing cities from Germany to Japan, laying waste to cities. Major American cities left in rubble. And it's not as if I'm cheering on the death of civilians. Again, that's just absolutely terrible. But does the West have the stomach to fight a war? And what concerns me much more than this is that same standard is going to be applied to us when these idiots who run the country get us into another war. They're going to try to apply that exact same standard to us. And it's just, again, back to what I was saying, I don't know that the West has what it takes to save the West. All right, I just don't know if they have what it takes. Now, I mentioned a big company trying to backtrack. There's going to be a lot of this now. Coca-Cola, they were huge Black Lives Matter supporters. Right after St. George Floyd died, man, they couldn't go for Black Lives Matter any harder than they went for them. And now everyone has quietly accepted what was obvious from day one. Black Lives Matter is an evil, violent, vile commie terrorist group. That's what they are. And now Coke, they removed any BLM references from their website. You're going to see a lot of this in the future as these vile little commie street mobs. Remember, there's two different groups of communists. There always have been. There's the elite communist scum and the street communist scum. The street communist scum groups, the Antifa, the BLMs, the LGBTQ, all these, as they began to hurt more and more people going forward, you're going to see these corporations and people who helped bring them into power, you're going to see them try to wash their hands of it and try to walk away from it. Don't let them. Do not let them. It's easy to delete the Black Lives Matter stuff off your website now. You know when it was difficult? Day one, when we were doing it. Don't ever let these corporations forget what they've done to this country.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trust gains in the American media are at their lowest point in the history of polling. 3.2%. No, I'm sorry, 32%, not 3.2. 32%. I guess I'm supposed to be happy about this, but my goodness, 32% of the people in this country are that stupid? Wow. Federal prosecutors spied on Congress in search for leaks. Now the DOJ is being investigated for it. Sometimes it's easy to forget that the Justice Department, FBI, CIA, they are working against you at all times, and they will even wiretap your congressional representative's phone just to win. That's how committed the communists are. Newsom sarcastically wishes he was president. Yeah, sarcastically. Yeah, I'm sure he's not thinking about it every time he hears Biden say stuff like this.
I've long said America can be defined by a single word. I was in the Tibetan Plateau with Xi Jinping. I spent a great deal of time with him one-on-one.
Gosh. SCOTUS temporarily greenlights Biden administration conspiring with big tech censors. You should know Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, they sided with the government assaulting your First Amendment rights. This is part of the reason people on the right are fed up and part of the reason they're becoming anti-communists, because we have these people who are supposedly on our side and they don't act like they're on our side. Pharmacy chains shutting more than 1,500 stores, and the crime is a major reason. We're talking about Rite Aid and CVS and Walgreens and these things. These cities are going to be very, very interesting places, especially the bad parts of big cities. Gosh, they are going to be wastelands and are turning into those quickly. All right. We're going to be back to do this again tomorrow. Go download the podcast. Hour one, Medal of Honor recipient, right? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.